Rejection isn't always a terrible thing.
Everyone hates being rejected, whether it's for a job, a university, or even a date. It's easy to assume that you were turned down because you weren't qualified enough, smart enough, or good-looking enough. Most of the time, we run away from rejection, never knowing the real reason for it. According to author and presenter Jia Zheng, however, we can overcome it. We can also turn it into a powerful tool that can make our lives better. Zheng had his first experience with rejection when he was growing up in China. At the age of 6, he was one of only 3 children in his class not to be chosen to receive a special gift. This experience hurt him deeply and made him never want to be rejected again. When Zheng was 14, Bill Gates came and spoke at his school, inspiring him to become a successful entrepreneur. He moved to the United States a couple of years later, eager to pursue his dream. By the age of 30, however, he was no closer to his goal of becoming a global business leader. When he thought about it, he realized that he was always stopped from doing something important by his fear of rejection. One day, while searching for a solution to his problem on the internet, he found a website called Rejection Therapy. It suggested that people could overcome their fear of rejection by going out and looking for it. He loved this idea and decided to get rejected once a day for 100 days in a row. He made a list of 100 simple ways to get rejected and filmed his experiences. 2 of the experiences in particular had a profound impact on him. On one of the first days, he went to a donut shop and asked to have donuts made in the shape of the Olympic rings. He was shocked and touched when the donut maker actually took him seriously and fulfilled his request. Another day, he went to a stranger's house and asked to plant a flower in the stranger's backyard. When the stranger said no, he stayed and asked why. The stranger explained that he had a dog that liked to dig things up. He recommended that Zheng talk to another neighbor who loved flowers instead. Zheng realized that by talking to the stranger, he was able to negotiate with him and gain his trust. Through his project, Zheng learned that he didn't need to run away from rejection. In fact, if he stayed and talked, he could turn the rejection into a powerful learning experience. He also discovered that people were often a lot kinder than he had thought. After the project, Zheng took over the Rejection Therapy website. He also started writing and speaking about his experiences. Since then, he has helped many people to see rejection differently and sometimes even overcome it to get what they want.